I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm here with Nadine, who is talking about Germany and how to deal with Germans and how to make money in Amazon in Germany, which is, as Nadine's pointed out, the second biggest Amazon marketplace in the world after the USA. So pretty big, certainly bigger than the UK and growing, as I understand, as well. So we're looking today at listings. So obviously, customer service is great, but you've got to have the listings up there in the first place to sell. So what would you say, Nadine, are the biggest mistakes you see sellers making with listings in Germany? I mean, can you just use Google Translate, put your English listing in, and you're done?
Please don't. Because A, there are character limits for the title, the bullet points, as well as the description. B, if I'm a German person and I was recently trying to buy something from eBay, for example, if somebody doesn't speak German like perfectly or writes perfectly, I'm not doing business with them at all. I don't know why that is, and I'm a very international person, and I have so many friends who are just English, but I just don't trust them. I don't know why. I'm sorry, but this is how the Germans work. And I'm really young. I'm 25, and my parents, they would never buy something from somebody who has typos or grammar or whatever in their listing.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense then. So thank you very much for being clear about that. I know some people have this kind of wishful thinking in the back of their head that maybe it doesn't matter because it's just a foreign language. So you've killed that one. So what about hiring a translator from Fiverr then? That's like for the slightly less lazy seller. They go, okay, you know, my listing needs to be properly translated. I'll hire somebody on Fiverr, I'll send it over to them, and then I will just copy and paste into my listing in Germany and done. Is that an effective way of doing it?
Good idea. Not really going to play out well. Because A, they got to be really good at copywriting, marketing, and you cannot check it. I have like a team of people. There are 4 people reading over every listing we write because, you know, 8 eyes miss less than 2. And if you hire a freelancer, I would say if you speak German and you know the rules and the grammar and the language and the typos that can happen and the capital letters and everything, sure, try it. You know, there are good people out there, but if you have no idea about the language, don't do it. There are so many mistakes that can happen. For example, again, with the examples, I have so many examples. There's been an American seller, and he was just, you know, so happy. Like, Nadine, don't worry about German. That's fine. I can do that all myself. I have, like, a translator, and she did all my product descriptions on the product. Like, they printed it. And then my assistant was just like, Nadine, they spelled it wasn't really a typo. It was instead of saying bullet points, they said bullet point, for example, with a P instead of a B. So it's really hard. And that was printed all over every product, you know, description. And we told him, he's like, oh, no. And that's what I'm saying. You know, you need a team of people. Even I make mistakes. And I'm not saying I'm, you know, a goddess. So I rely on the people who review everything I do and read over it. So that is terrible. And if you can't even notice it, it's even worse. So sorry. If you speak German, sure, do it.
But makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah, I mean, I think you pointed 2 great things out, one of which is not so obvious to me, but as soon as you mentioned it, I thought, well, that makes sense. The first thing is, if you can't speak a language, you can't check whether somebody's doing a decent job or not. And because I speak German to, you know, fairly high level, although not the specialist level of vocabulary, like, you know, widget A has feature 1, 2, and 3. I don't know all that necessarily, but I can check for my friends. But yeah, if you don't speak the language, you're really done for. And the other thing is that, as you said, 8 eyes miss fewer than 2. And I think that traditionally any form of printed word, whether it's on a product or in a newspaper article or in an advertisement, is checked by an editor and then a sub-editor and et cetera. There's a process it goes through of quality control, if you like, just like our products should. So you pointed out a very important thing, really, which is, if I do stuff on my own, I tend to miss stuff. And then somebody else points it out to me, by which time it's in the public realm and everyone's judging me. So you're very wise to talk about that. Okay, so let's assume that you're not just going to hire somebody from Fiverr.com. You're going to hire somebody who actually is a native German speaker and speaks English, and there's a team in place. What about the keyword side of it? I mean, can you just translate an English listing, or do you think you need to just start from scratch? What's your view on that?
I was on the impression early on this year that it didn't really matter. You know, you can just translate, but we just had a really big order for listing translations, and then I asked my girls to do that, and I was certain it would be okay. I ended up spending my Saturday redoing this because I was just like, okay, no, I'm never gonna this listing to this American man, because he doesn't know it's really bad, and second of all, it can be much better. So now we've moved on from translations to looking at the English listing and then just, checking with them and trying to translate the things in a German manner, because sometimes in Germany we would never say that, and then we would just need another bullet point that we can put there. So it's more like copywriting, not translation, but something like a mix from both of them. Also, you need the keywords. Put up a German listing with the English keywords, nobody's going to buy it. It's not going to rank. So you also need like somebody who's native and who knows how to do keyword research. I luckily enough, I know people who do that. I have people on my team who do that. And there are also other agencies that I know that do German, French, Spanish, Italian, and English that are really good at keyword research. So, yeah.
That's really good to hear. Well, yeah, I think what you're basically saying is it's not just about some rough translation that won't do it at all. And even you as a very international person, obviously you speak very perfect English, but even so, you're not going to deal with somebody whose German is poor. And I guess that's because it's a hint, isn't it? It's an idea of quality being low or quality control being poor. I mean, if their listing itself is full of mistakes, then you just wonder what the hell they've done with the product, really.
Yeah.
But so a rough translation won't do, but getting a good translation is not enough. And actually what you're saying is basically you've got to build from the ground up again. So you've got to do your keyword research in the language, in the marketplace you're selling in, and then basically have a copywriter who's got a sort of blend of copywriting and translation skills. Is that what you're basically
saying? That's what I'm saying. And we have these people, and I'm really grateful for that. it's a tough combination, actually. For example, we have like a whole resource sheet that we give out in exchange for your email address, you know, and there you can look at different types of, you know, you can look at the German freelancers. Sure, if you speak German, that's fine. You can also look at a translation agency that I recommend that will translate one-to-one what you're saying in German, good German. But as I said, not going to be that accurate, because A, they're probably not going to care about the character limits of Amazon, and B, it's probably not a marketing kind of speech that they're using, and it's not going to be as casual. And
I think that makes a lot of sense. And you picked up on one final point, which is I just wanted to sort of echo back so that people really get into their heads how important this is. It's the tone of voice that you use. Now, a friend of mine is a specialist in this. He runs an advertising agency in the UK. And they're several professional full-time writers, and all they specialize is in trying to find the precise tone of voice, which is going to resonate with the target market for, you know, one of the big supermarkets, which I won't name because I haven't got the rights to, but, you know, I've done a bit of work for them in the past myself. And that exact tone of voice makes such a difference. And you prove that yourself, because you said the way you write back to somebody, you say, yeah, dear sir, I think you'll find precisely actually, our widget 4A36X55 does not have a widget B, but a widget C. So actually use the right, you know, that kind of language just makes people really annoyed or disengaged, isn't it? So that tone of voice is one of those things that people think is just a little extra. And I think it's really core thing that you're doing when you write anything that's trying to sell.
Well, I think it's the entire deal of all of it, because what I started out with, when I started out, it was all about how to talk to the customer, because I was at this international online shop, and they have really young, nice, design-friendly products, and they're really cool products. So only designers and creative people would use them. And they made me write "Dear Sir or Madam" all the time. And I went up to my boss and I said, "This is not good. Don't do this. This girl is 18 years old. I'm 20. I'm not going to say dear madam." I did it anyway because he said, "But you have to." I'm like, "Ah, sure." And I got a really nice response from her with a smiley and everything. Oh my God, a smiley. Terrible. And from that point on, I realized, okay, you have to take the product, even if you're just translating, and see the customer. Who will buy this? Is that person like 20, or is he 50 or 60 or whatever? And then you can write.
Totally. Well, that makes so much sense. And actually, it's funny because you're coming back to something else that a couple of people have been saying recently, which is very traditional marketing thinking, and rightly so, because it is a core of what we should be doing. But we get away from it on Amazon. We forget about the customers because all we deal with is Amazon, Amazon systems, etc. And we forget that actually, yeah, the more you know who your customer is, you can think about the sort of photos you use, the sort of language you use, the product packaging. Everything's got to be with a particular customer in mind. So I think that's a brilliant place to end it, really, because I think you've just ended with one of the greatest marketing principles that there is, which is know your customer and speak to them. So that's fantastic stuff, Nadine. You mentioned a free bit of information that you'll and resources that you can hand out. We'll put that over ba.com/Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E, if that's the right spelling.
E-N-I-D-A, yeah.
Oh, or Anida. Yeah, we could go for that. I'm gonna go for your name, because most people remember the name of the people we've heard on the podcast. So we're gonna go for Nadine, I think. N-A-D-I-N-E.
That's fine.
And we'll mention Anida as well there. And so we'll give whatever free resources you have to give out there. And have you got any final thoughts, a slightly bigger picture, on where you see the opportunities for particularly American and British sellers in Germany in 2017 on Amazon?
I still think that for Germany, the market is still pretty small. And a few Amazon sellers from, you know, the UK and US, they're trying to expand, but it's not really there yet. So if you do it now, and try to put like 2-3 products on there, run like our PPC keywords. We have people in the resource sheet that we're gonna link that know exactly what they're doing. They're German and they don't do the English PPC. They only do German, nothing else. And then you know, let translate listings. We have also, I'm cooperating with another agency that does French, Italian, Spanish, English, and German listings, but from the ground up and everything. But obviously, I'm always recommending to go with my service, because we're really focusing on how they talk, you know? And I can't tell you if they're good in German, because I know it's really crucial when you're talking to German people. But also, if you want to, you know, check out my service and get in touch, and if there's, you know, something that you like and the offer that you like, then we'll just... put a code in the description where you get 10% off. And yeah, this way we'll know you're coming from Michael, and that way we'll take extra care of you.
Excellent. Good. You're getting only the best service, my listeners. I like it. That's very sweet of you. So Nadine, just remains for me to say a big thank you. You think you've opened our eyes to some of the barriers that are in the way, but also some of the solutions. And obviously people should check out what you have to offer. They just go to blog amazingfba.com/Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E. And we will put all the information that you have to share in that place.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing. right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.